This is a recording of Comfort for Christians by A.W. Pink. This recording is provided by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library and is recorded by Rene Lacroix, Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. For more information or to volunteer, please visit www.ccel.org. Comfort for Christians by A.W. Pink. 1886 to 1952. About this book by Kathleen O'Bannon, CCEL staff. Published by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This short devotional book focuses on God's promises in the New Testament, the Pauline letters especially. These promises of contentment, everlasting life, mercy, and justice empower Christians and give them hope in times of affliction. At the same time, these same promises challenge Christians to serve and persevere in times of suffering. Pink not only writes with great sensitivity towards his reader, but he also reveals his precision as a Moody Bible Institute scriptural scholar. To this day, Pink remains a source of knowledge and inspiration for evangelical Christians. End of About This Book. This is a continuation of Comfort for Christians by A.W. Pink. This recording is provided by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library and is recorded by Rene Lacroix, Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. For more information or to volunteer, please visit www.ccel.org. Introduction. The work unto which the servant of Christ is called is many-sided. Not only is he to preach the gospel to the unsaved, to feed God's people with knowledge and understanding, Jeremiah 3, verse 15, and to take up the stumbling stone out of their way, Isaiah 57, verse 14, but he is also charged to cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions. Isaiah 58, verse 1, and 1 Timothy 4, 2. While another important part of his commission is stated in, Comfort ye my people, said your God. Isaiah 40, verse 1. What an honorable title, my people. What an assuring relationship, your God. What a pleasant task. Comfort ye my people. A threefold reason may be suggested for the duplicating of the charge. First, because sometimes the souls of believers refuse to be comforted. Psalm 77, verse 2, and the consolation needs to be repeated. Second, to press this duty the more emphatically upon the preacher's heart that he need not be sparing in administering cheer. Third, to assure us how heartily desirous God himself is that his people should be of good cheer. Philippians 4, verse 4. God has a people, the objects of his special favor, a company whom he has taken into such intimate relationship unto himself that he calls them my people. Often they are disconsolate because of their natural corruptions, the temptations of Satan, the cruel treatment of the world, the low state of Christ's cause upon earth. The God of all comfort, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, is very tender of them, and it is his revealed will that his servants should bind up the brokenhearted and pour the balm of Gilead into their wounds. What cause have we to exclaim, Who is a God like unto thee? Micah 7, verse 18. Who has provided for the comfort of those who were rebels against his government and transgressors of his law. The contents of this little volume have appeared from time to time in our monthly magazine during the last 30 years. They were, previously, sermons which we preached long ago in the USA and Australia. Here and there is an expression, especially where a prophecy is touched upon, that we would not use today. But since the Lord was pleased to bless them in their original form to not a few of his distressed people, we have not revised them. May it please him to speak peace by them to afflicted souls today, and the glory shall be his alone. A. W. Pink, 1952. End of Introduction.